Okay, let's continue. And today we have a few more questions. And for example, the next question we have is number 9. And it says, when is Mount Fuji likely to erupt?
Mount Fuji has erupted several times, and at least 60 times in record in the Japanese history, and since 781 AD. And 5 historic eruptions have caused damage, but no fatalities in records.
Okay. No fatality on record.
On record.
Sounds funny, but yeah, on record. Yeah.
On record. The most recent eruption was the Hōe eruption in 1707. And since then, the mountain has been there in the calm status for over 300 years. Observatory of the Meteorological Agency is located at the mountaintop, and other institutes also have observatories around the mountain body, mm-hmm. observing the volcanic activities and earthquakes. Mm-hmm.
So nobody
predict when the Mount Fuji is likely to erupt, but Japan is well prepared and well observed volcanic activities.
Okay, so Japan.
Japan
watches.
Japan watches. Which is volcanic activities.
Right. Okay, good. Actually, you know, in this model answer, it's okay, of course. I just think if you want to refine the answer, mm-hmm. it might be easier to say the end first. Meaning, the end is like, well, it's difficult to predict when Mount Fuji is going to erupt because nobody really knows, mm-hmm. right? Japan has excellent, you know, observatories and scientific equipment to monitor and check, mm-hmm. but nobody really knows. Mm-hmm. However, Mount Fuji, you know, was first recorded to erupt in 781, mm-hmm. and then the last eruption was in 1707. Mm-hmm. So bring it up that the answer the question first and then talk about maybe Fujisan's volcanic activity after. Mm-hmm. It sounds to me to be, you know, answering directly to the question. Because mm-hmm. you've talk about Fujisan. Then, oh, nobody really knows. So that's my suggestion for this. I just maybe answers the correctly, or answers it more directly, mm-hmm. quicker. Okay. In Japan, are there volcanoes that are erupting now, or?
I think small eruptions at some of the volcanoes in Japan is observed every year. But I think Mount Aso mm-hmm. and also Mount Miyakejima and Miyakejima Island and Mount Aso. Excuse me.
I don't remember the exact name.
But many volcanoes are now active.
Right. Okay. Mm. Good. So answer that again. Okay. Are there any volcanoes in Japan that are currently active?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are many active volcanoes. Active volcanoes across the country, and many small eruptions at some of the volcanoes can be observed every year. Mm-hmm. Every year. And for example.
Well, okay, rather than every year, I think can be observed, you know, every day, no? Isn't. Mount Aso-san has had steam coming up every day, and I think, Miyake?
Miyake Island.
Miyake Island has some, but it's not like as much as before.
Mm.
Like 10 years ago, it was very violent.
Mm.
And I think, is it Showa Shinsan?
Showa Shinsan in Hokkaido.
I think it has steam. And at one time, it erupted violently again about 10 years ago.
Mm.
So what I would say is that, yes, there are some volcanoes that are still, you know, currently active. Right, and they include Mount Aso in Kyushu.
Mm-hmm.
It has steam coming up, and it has the biggest volcano caldera in the world. Oh, and then there's Miyake Jima, which is Miyake Island, that is basically an island, a volcanic island, and it has steam. And then in Hokkaido, is it near Lake Toya, the Showa Shinsan has also steam coming. You can see it if you go visit. Okay, something like that maybe would answer the question. So do you want to try it again?
Yes, please.
Okay. What volcanoes now are currently active in Japan?
There are many active volcanoes across the country. For example, Mount Aso, located in the Kyushu Islands. You can see the mountain still steamed coming up. And also, Mount Aso has a the largest caldera in the world. And also you can see the active volcano in the Miyakejima Islands. And it's still active, currently active. And in Hokkaido, Showa Shinsan Mountain is located close to Toya Lake. It is still active.
Right, so there's several that are active. Is Mount Fuji active?
Mount Fuji is, yes, it is classified as active volcano, but it last erupted 300 years ago.
Okay, right. It is an active volcano, right? They use the word in English, dormant.
Dormant.
Do you know dormant?
Nowadays, there are no mountains classified as dormant. And in Japan, there are 80 active volcanoes. It is 10% over 800 active volcanoes all over the world.
Right. Okay, good. Right. So sometimes they use the word, well, it's not active, but it means you can see the steam, but dormant sometimes means it hasn't erupted in a long time. So Fujisan's kind of in a borderline because it's been 300 years. But dormant means just waiting.
Just waiting. Not extinct.
Not extinct. And extinct volcanoes are dead, which means never, never again will they erupt. I think that's what they mean, extinct. Yeah. So there's different classifications. But basically this answer, what you have is fine, right? Usually anything that has any kind of steam is considered active because there's some signs of life, right, the steam. But extinct volcanoes means never again will they erupt. I mean, of course, nobody knows, but that's why they classify. There's just, they've been inactive for so long and they don't steam or anything. Okay. Let's go to question number 10. And it talks about
earthquakes.
And the model answer is a little bit maybe technical. The model answer is also a little bit not conversational English. Okay, I don't know, you usually change your answers a little bit. Let me see what your answer sounds like first. So why does Japan have a lot of earthquakes?
That is because the Japanese archipelago is located along the North American plates and Eurasian plate. They are squeezed in under these plates and make the landforms unstable sometimes.
Okay,
and this is our...
Go ahead. There's something you have to fix. Okay.
And this is the cause of frequent earthquakes and the presence of many active volcanoes and hot springs across the country.
Okay. All right. Okay. It starts out okay. Try it again. Let's break it down. Let's say it again. Tell me and I'll stop you and we'll fix it and we'll practice again. So tell me, why does Japan have a lot of earthquakes?
That is because the Japanese archipelago is located along the North American plates and the Eurasian plate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they are sometimes squeezed in under these plates.
Okay, not these plates. They are squeezed.
Mm-hmm. They are squeezed and
squeezed under the, they squeeze. So they say that's what they have there here. This squeezed in under these plates. So under these plates are the Pacific plate and the Philippines plate, squeezed by the North American plate and the Eurasian plate. So it's a lot of students have trouble with this. Squeezed in under. What does that mean? I don't understand what's happening. Okay, so if you want to use this, so squeezed in under these plates are the Pacific plate and the Philippine Sea plate. So the Pacific plate and the Philippine Sea plate are squeezed under the North American and Eurasian plate. So reading this, you say the North American plate, Eurasian plates are squeezing, pushing down the Philippine plate and the Pacific plate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I kind of have my own answer.
Okay. In my case, the Japanese archipelago is located along the North American plate and the European plate.
Eurasian plate.
Yeah, Eurasian plate. Excuse
okay.
me. And they are sometimes squeezing.
Okay, no, they are being squeezed. They are squeezing.
They are squeezing and makes the landforms unstable.
Well, no, so they are squeezing. Squeezing means to
you,
right? To tighten up. So they are squeezing the Pacific and Philippines plate.
They are squeezing the North American plate and the Eurasian plate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they make the landforms unstable.
Okay.
It causes
earthquake. Okay. So my whole thing is Japan is located on four earth plates. Tectonic plates is the scientific name. Tectonic plates is what they
call. Tectonic.
Right. So Japan is located along four tectonic plates.
Four tectonic plates.
Okay. The North American plate, the Eurasian plate, the Pacific plate, and the Philippines plate.
Oh, okay.
And when these plates move, earthquakes happen. That's all. And because Japan is located on four plates. That is why Japan has a lot of earthquakes, because there are four plates in one where Japan is located. Does that make sense?
Could you repeat it again?
Yeah, okay. Japan is located on four tectonic plates. They are the North American plate, the Eurasian plate, the Pacific plate, and the Philippines plate. Mm-hmm. And when these four plates move, earthquakes happen. And when they move, it's because the plates are squeezing against each other. They're squeezing each other.
Mm-hmm. They are squeezing against.
And when they move and break, then an earthquake happens. Something, you know, like that. So that's basically what it is. They release energy is the technical term. Mm-hmm. So they squeeze, and it can't squeeze anymore. So boom, an earthquake happens. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. But I think this is a little bit technical. And the squeezed in under these plates makes it difficult for students to understand. So the Japanese archipelago has situated, or Japan is, you don't even need archipelago. Japan is situated on four earthquake plates. Four tectonic plates, and these plates squeeze each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when they move, an earthquake happens. Okay? So maybe if you want to try that again, using some of maybe my answer, your own answer, and let's see if it's a good one. Why does Japan have a lot of earthquakes?
That is because Japan are located along... Japan is located on four tectonic plates, such as the North American plate, and Eurasian plate, Pacific plate, and Philippine plate. And when they move and squeeze in each other, and they are suddenly break to release their energy, and earthquakes happens. And this right. is the cause of frequent earthquakes and many volcanoes and many hot springs across the country.
Okay, right. So, right, good. So when they squeeze and when they break and release energy, earthquakes mm-hmm. happen. Energy. And this is why also Japan has many volcanoes and earthquakes and hot springs. Okay. Be careful of Eurasian plates and Philippine plates. It's plate.
Right.
Okay, make it singular, okay? So that's basically what it is. I mean, this is what's happening, you know, in a lot of places where there's earthquakes. Mm. You know, South America and, you know, other places. A lot of them have maybe two plates. I'm not a geologist, but there's just maybe two plates moving. But Japan has like four coming together. And so it's also an area of frequent earthquakes.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
So the next question is question 11. What should I do if a great earthquake happens while I am in Japan?
Okay. There are some tips for staying safe in case of emergency earthquakes. And first, most of the modern Japanese buildings are designed for earthquake proof, and so. You don't need to panic and rush out of the doors.
Rush outdoors?
Rush out of the doors.
Rush
out of the...
Rush outdoors. Or
rush outdoors.
Maybe just don't have to rush and go outside. Or
Go outside.
Okay.
And it's absolutely necessary.
Okay.
And you are always supposed to locate the emergency exit in closest to you at the building.
Okay.
And when you feel very strong earthquakes, you'd better turn off the stoves, ovens, and close the gas bulbs.
Right.
And you open doors in case of a building backwards.
Okay, in case the building buckles.
Mm. Building backwards, you may not be able to open doors otherwise. And it would be better to close yourself under the table and desks to protect yourself.
Okay, would be able to, would you say close?
Crouch.
Crouch
under desk and desk or tables.
Right, so it's be a good idea to crouch under desk.
Crouch under desk
and tables.
And tables.
Maybe you don't say crouch under. It's better to go under. Is okay.
Go under.
Okay, go under. Mm. Get under. Sometimes people say get under desks or and tables, or go under desks and tables, or crouch under desks and tables.
Mm-hmm. And again, go under a table, a desk to protect yourself. And if you are close to the coast, when you feel a strong earthquake, so you'd better immediately escape from the coast because of the tidal wave, tsunami.
Okay, good. Okay, let's try that again. Why? What should I do if a big earthquake happens while I stay in Japan?
Well, there are some tips for staying safe in case of emergency earthquakes. First, most of the modern Japanese buildings are designed for earthquake proof.
Designed to be
earthquake proof.
Okay.
And you don't need to panic or rush out doors unless absolutely necessary. And you are supposed to open doors in case of a building backwards. You may not be able to open it otherwise. And if you are close to the coast, when earthquakes happens, you'd better immediately escape from the coast because of the tsunami tidal wave.
Okay.
it would be better to get, and if you are inside the building, you are supposed to get gold under table and tables and desks to protect yourself.
Right. Okay, good. So, and also, yeah, there's other things you can do. You know, you could protect your head if you're at home. You get a blanket or pillow or something to protect your head. Or if you have a helmet, okay, bicycle helmet or motorcycle helmet. Or, you know, and also what, turn off flames, any kind of flames. So, good. There's other things. Also, one of the things is not to go outside because it may be glass will, from buildings might fall, or other things might fall from buildings or other high places. Okay, good. Have there been any major earthquakes in Japan recently?
In the Japanese history, there are many major big earthquakes. For example, the very 100 years ago in 1923, if I remember correctly, very strong earthquakes hit the Kanto plains, including Tokyo. And at that time, over 100,000 people were killed by the earthquakes. And in recent years, in January 1995, a strong earthquake hit the cities of Kobe and surroundings, and it killed 6,000 people and over 400,000 people injured.
Okay, right. So those are kind of the biggest ones in memories. There's also been a few in Niigata.
Niigata,
right. But luckily, I mean, it's not good, but luckily the areas haven't been real big city areas, right? So not too much damage to a lot of people, but of course the people living there had suffered and some people died. Right. The name for the Japanese, I know, love long names for earthquakes. And I think the 1923 earthquake is just called the Kanto earthquake in English. I think it's Japanese. I think that's a Daikanto or something, whatever. But the Kobe earthquake. Yeah, is what everybody calls this, was it the Kansai? No, Hanshin. Hanshin Awaji Daishinsai or something. And so people don't know what that is. So people, everyone's called the Kobe earthquake. Oh, okay, Kobe earthquake. So it's the Hanshin Awaji Daishinsai. No one knows what, you know, earthquake. Nobody knows what that is. Okay? Because the names are different because obviously Japan is, you know, it's the specific area of Japan that the Japanese know, but most people don't know Hanshin, they don't know Awaji, so they just know Kobe. So that's why they call it Kobe earthquake.
Okay.
And the Kanto earthquake, sometimes even people, Tokyo earthquake, maybe Kanto, it's probably people say Kanto, they would might know. Okay. What areas in Japan are likely to have earthquakes?
In your future.
Yeah, right. I guess I'm asking question number 12. So, are there any areas likely to have major earthquakes in the near future? Are there any areas that maybe are going to have earthquakes in Japan?
Some of the Japanese geologists, scientists, ring a bell for the future major earthquakes, especially in the Tokai region. It is a 80 years of Shizuoka Prefecture near close to Suruga Bay. And from studying centuries of earthquakes records, history.
Okay, in studying? Okay, yeah, that's
from
fine.
From studying centuries of earthquakes history, these 80 years are its most possible 80 years.
Okay, in studying the history of earthquakes, these areas are the most likely, most possible areas.
Possible 8 years.
To have an earthquake in the future.
To have earthquakes in future. And also, Hokuriku and Tohoku regions are another very serious concerns of earthquakes.
Okay, so the Tohoku and Hokuriku areas are also other areas.
other 8 years of,
concern.
But Japan experienced many major earthquakes in the past, so Japan has been getting now ready for it especially for over 30 years.
Okay, good. But nobody knows exactly if...
Nobody knows, only God knows.
So maybe you want to add that to your answer. So again, are there areas likely to have major earthquakes in the near future? Well, nobody knows for sure.
Nobody knows for sure.
Right, nobody knows for sure. Nobody can predict when an earthquake will happen. Mm-hmm. But scientists, scientists who have studied earthquake mm-hmm. history, or after studying earthquake history, scientists predict possible areas.
Possible.
Yeah. Are what? The Tokai region in mm-hmm. Shizuoka, and then the Hokuriku and Tohoku area?
Tohoku
areas. Right. Might have, possibility of earthquakes. Okay, let's practice some other questions. How many islands are there in Japan?
There are Japanese archipelago is made up with mainly four big islands: Honshu, Kyushu, Shikoku, and Hokkaido, and smaller 6,800 smaller islands islands. And about 2/3 of them islands are inhabited. What? 2/3 are mountainous, and
nobody lives there.
Nobody lives there.
Okay, good. What besides the major four islands, mm-hmm. what are some other larger islands? That are minor islands, but they're still important islands. Mm-hmm. What are some?
That is called Etolofu Islands. Etolofu Islands in
Island. I
islands.
Think.
The four islands is located on located above Hokkaido.
Okay, so Etolofu Island.
Etolofu Island.
Is it one island? I think it's one island, right?
One island. Yeah.
So okay, Etolofu
Island is located to. North of Hokkaido mm-hmm. is quite large.
It's quite large.
It's quite
the
large.
Biggest minor island.
Minor island.
Okay, good. And any others that are maybe tourist attractions or?
For example, Sadogashima Island is located near Niigata Prefecture, and you can go to Sadogashima Islands from Niigata Prefecture by ferries.
Okay.
And it is known as the old gold mine mountain, golden mine.
It's known for gold mines.
Developed in the Edo period.
Okay.
And also, Izu Oshima Islands is located to south of Tokyo, mm-hmm. and maybe 100 or 200 kilometers south of Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And there you can see there are tropical islands there.
Subtropical.
Subtropical.
Yeah, okay, good. How many lakes are there in Japan, and what is the largest?
There are almost 100 lakes that are larger than 1 square kilometers in Japan. And the largest one is called Lake Biwa. It is located close to Kyoto and Osaka. The lake is located in the Shiga Prefecture. And this lake, the shape, is resembles the outline of Biwa musical instruments, so that is why it is called Biwa, Lake Biwa.
Okay.
And
go ahead.
Biwa is a very traditional Japanese musical instrument. It is consists of four or five strings and similar to a lute.
That is
similar to a lute.
Okay.
And often accompanied by traditional songs. Traditional songs? Not also often.
It often accompanies
traditional songs.
Right. It's okay. Good. Why are there so many hot springs in Japan?
That is because there are many active volcanoes across the country, and there are 80 active volcanoes in Japan, and it is 10% of 800 worldwide active volcanoes. And Japanese archipelago is located along the four plates, and that is why the cause of frequent earthquakes and many volcanoes and many hot springs.
Okay. What hot springs would you recommend tourists visit?
Okay, if you are in Tokyo area, Hakone is highly recommendable because it's very easy access from Tokyo, and maybe it takes about 2 hours, 2 hours by train or bus from Tokyo area, and
from Tokyo,
and Hakone is close to the Mount Fuji, and you can find many good spring resorts in Hakone areas.
In Hakone.
Okay.
Okay. When is a good season to visit Hakone?
Hakone is the all year round tourist destination because in summertime it is Hakone is located along the middle of the mountains, and you can enjoy the summer fresh air and greenery, and you can see the especially in winter you can see there's very beautiful snow-capped Mount Fuji from the hot springs.
Okay, all right, good. Why is it so dry in winter in Tokyo?
The climate of Japan is greatly influenced by monsoons, and every winter cold air originated in Siberia takes up moisture as they passed over the Sea of Japan, and then cooling further and dumped it as snow when on the Sea of Japan side. And after the snow dumping, winds becomes dry as pass over the mountains, and it becomes dry and dry and go into the Kanto area. So that is why Tokyo experiences dry weather and clear skies in winters.
Okay, right, not bad. You know what I found that even from last week and teaching this to other classes that people have trouble a little bit just with the grammar. The tenses mix up. The winds blow. The wind blows. These types of things. They're mixing up the grammar. And I think your explanation works, except it just the grammar kind of is not real good. Okay, so let's try that again, and let me go through. I know we did this last week also, but let's try that again. I think your story works. It just needs a little bit of fixing. Okay. Why is it so dry in Tokyo in winter?
That is because the climate of Japan is greatly influenced by monsoons. And every winter, cold air originating in Siberia,
originating in Siberia
takes up moisture as they pass over the Sea of Japan.
Okay, so what we've got is, what did you say? It and then they.
Oh, so cold air originating in Siberia takes up moisture as it passes over the sea.
Passes over
the Sea of Japan, mm-hmm. cooling further and dumps
cooling further. Okay, cooling further, becoming colder and colder. Okay.
And dumped it as snow.
Okay, yeah, probably, and then dump. Okay.
Dumped.
And then I think I would say cooler and cooler, or what? Colder and colder. Okay.
And colder and colder.
Okay, then I would probably we maybe talked about this last. In Japan, there are mountains in the middle of Japan, and in order to cross over the mountains. The winds that have moisture, mm-hmm. the winds need to dump the moisture as snow. And after they cross the mountains, mm-hmm. the wind is dry.
Mm-hmm. May I repeat it again?
Yeah, so I think I would break that. In order, there are mountains in Japan. I would probably add that to make the story, though. And in the middle of Japan, there are mountains. Mm-hmm. In order for the winds to cross over the mountains, mm-hmm. they need to dump the moisture as snow. Mm-hmm. And then after they cross the mountains, they go into the Tokyo and Kanto area mm-hmm. as very dry winds.
Is it better to mention about where the monsoon wind comes from and originate from?
Well, if you want, yeah. It's okay. Yeah. But some people start, winds blowing across the Sea of Japan collect moisture every mm-hmm. winter. Mm-hmm. So we practiced this last week, but people have a lot of trouble with this. So let's try it again. Okay.
Okay. That is because the climate of Japan is greatly influenced by monsoons. Every winter, winds comes from Siberia.
Okay, let's do wind.
Winds.
You want winds?
Winds.
Okay, then you have to change everything else. Past and everything.
Wind is better. Winds.
Okay.
Comes from.
Winds come.
Come from Siberia. It takes up moisture.
They
take up moisture. As they pass over the Sea of Japan, and in the middle of the Japanese archipelago between Pacific Ocean and the Sea of Japan. The mountain is located in the middle, mm-hmm. and winds becomes colder. Winds become colder and colder, and dumped it.
And in order to pass the mountains, in order to cross over the mountains, in order to pass over the mountains.
In order to pass over the mountains, dumped. Moisture.
They dump
moisture as snow. Mm. And after the snow dumping, winds become dry and dry. And as they go over the mountains and go into Kanto plain.
Okay.
After dumping the snow.
Right, rather than after snow dumping. After dumping the snow, the winds.
Winds become dry as they go over mountains and go into the Kanto plain.
Right.
And that is why Tokyo in winter is dry and with clear skies.
Right, okay. Right, is that okay? I know this takes a lot of effort. And is it part of the problem is that don't make the story the problem, but the grammar, like the winds and then it picks up moisture, so it gets mixed up. I find a lot of students, not just you, but a lot of students mix up winds and then it and then the wind, and so the grammar level goes down with this answer more than all the other answers. So, okay. Well, tell me then about Japan's four seasons. Tell me about Japan. Japan has four seasons. Can you tell me about them?
Okay. In detail, there are four different seasons with our rainy season from early June to dry, the middle of dry. And spring is quite moderate and present, and you can enjoy cherry blossoms across the country. And the summer.
When is spring? When is spring?
Excuse me. Spring stretches over from March through May.
Okay.
And okay, I say.
Why don't you start? Yeah. Okay.
In Japan, there are four different seasons with a rainy season, and spring starts in May. Starts in March. Mm-hmm. Summer in June. Autumn in September, and winter in December.
Okay.
Spring is in Japan is quite warm and pleasant, and you can enjoy cherry blossoms blooming can be enjoyed across the country. Mm-hmm. And then summer is quite hot and humid compared to other countries. But you can enjoy local festivals and fireworks displays,
uh-huh.
And almost every weekend during the summertime. And autumn is also quite warm and clear weather, a clear climate,
mm-hmm.
And it lasts. The clear skies last during their autumn
okay.
season. Mm. And the four country is carpeted with the colorful autumn leaves, and food are the autumn is considered the best time of food at their best.
But food foods. Do you want foods?
Foods are at their best.
Okay.
Mm. And winter. It depends on the area. Winter is has a slight different weathers depending on the areas, and especially in Tokyo, it is a dry and clear weather, and the average temperature of January in Tokyo is about 5 degrees. Around 5 degrees Celsius. Mm-hmm. And if you are head for north area like Hokkaido, and it is quite cold, and it has heavy snowfalls mm-hmm. in winter.
Right. Okay, right. So just the winter, spring, summer, and fall mm-hmm. in Japan are basically the same. But winter climate is very different by region.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, Tokyo and Kanto area and the Pacific Ocean side is very dry mm-hmm. and clear, while the Sea of Japan coast in the north and the western part of Hokkaido mm-hmm. has a lot of snow mm-hmm. and maybe cloudy days. Okay? Right. All right. That's good. Yeah, just the main point is, which I think your answer is real good. March, spring starts in March, summer starts in June. That's probably an important part is when each season is. Okay, good. Tell me about the area in Japan with the heaviest snowfall.
Particularly Hokuriku region and Tohoku region has the heaviest snows. For example, Tokamachi City is recorded in Tokamachi City is well known for the heavy snowfalls. There are over 2 or 3 meters snow.
Okay, so there are 2 or 3 meters at least.
At least. In winter, and about one third of the year is covered with snow in this area.
Okay, Tokamachi.
In the city.
So the city has what, 2 or 3 meters of snow?
Yeah, over 2 or 3 meters in snow in the average.
Okay.
In average. Tokamachi City is located in the Niigata Prefecture. It's close to. It takes about 2 hours by Shinkansen from Tokyo.
Right, and then some other areas in the mountains of Niigata have maybe sometimes even 8 meters of snow. Okay? Good. Tell me, why are there such great differences in climate in Japan?
That is because the Japanese archipelago runs almost 3,000 and a half kilometers from northeast to southwest. So the far north and south and the far south have a very different climates. For example, in March, Okinawa has the pleasant and warmer climate.
Mm-hmm. Climate.
Climate, and you can go sunbathing in Okinawa. But on the other hand, in Hokkaido, it still have heavy snowfalls, and you can go skiing.
Okay, Hokkaido still has.
Hokkaido still has heavy snowfalls, even in March.
Right. Okay. What is the climate like in winter in Okinawa?
In Okinawa, the climate is quite pleasant and warm, and it is around the same as that of the springtime in Osaka and Tokyo, and the average temperature is around 16 degrees Celsius, and it is quite a bit cold if you swim in the sea, but you can go sunbathing and you can enjoy seeing flowers.
Okay. How many typhoons come to Japan every year?
On average, there are 13 typhoons develop our year, and over the northern Pacific Ocean, Pacific Ocean.
Okay, how many?
30
okay, all right.
And about 8 or 9 of them pass over Okinawa, and around 2 or 3 typhoons hit the mainland. Honshu, Kyushu, and Shikoku.
Okay, when do typhoons come?
Typhoons often strike Japan from early June through October. And especially most frequent in September. Mm. So that is why it is quite worrisome for rice farmers. As it is in the season that rice plant grows and ripens.
Ripens, and it's during harvest season?
Harvest season, because of harvest season.
Okay. Is Mount Fuji likely to erupt?
In the future.
In the future, right. Okay. Not today, maybe, I hope.
actually, nobody knows when Mount Fuji is likely to erupt. But in the past record, Mount Fuji has 16 times eruptions
Has erupted?
Has erupted 16 times in the past.
Okay. Or has 60 eruptions in the past? Is that what you said?
Yes. Mount Fuji has erupted 16 times in the past since 781 AD. And five historic eruptions are recorded to the heavy damage, but no casualties.
Okay.
In on record, and the most recent Mount Fuji eruption was the Hōe eruption in 1707, and the mountain has been in a calm status since then, for over 300 years. Mm.
Okay. Tell me about Mount Fuji.
Mount Fuji is the highest mountain in Japan, and it is classified as an active volcano.
Volcano.
Volcano. Also, its last eruption was...
Its last eruption
was for last excuse me, its last eruption was over 300 years ago, and Mount Fuji has it's perfectly cone-shaped and is worldly famous for its beauty, and the mountain has been very popular and has long been secured, no, sacred, known.
Has long been revered. Okay.
Is revered as a sacred mountain, and also it features on many pictures and literatures.
Okay, it is featured.
It is featured in many literature and pictures.
Right. Okay. Well, where is the best place to view Mount Fuji?
Oh, Mount Fuji can be seen from many areas, as if you want to see it very close view, with very close
okay,
view.
If you want to see it very close, okay.
And it is better to go to Kawaguchi Lake. Mm-hmm. It's close to the Mount Fuji, and you can see the very wonderful view, and especially in the early in the morning and in the evening and sunset time. And also you can see the mountain from Tokyo and Yokohama, and especially in winter, the snow-capped Mount Fuji is breathtakingly beautiful.
Okay, good. All right. How far away is Lake Kawaguchi?
Oh, it takes about 2 hours and a half from Shinjuku Station. There is a frequent local long distance bus from the terminal of Shinjuku Station. Mm-hmm. It is approximately 2,600 Japanese yen for one way.
Mm.
And yeah.
Okay, right. It takes about almost two hours.
Depending on the traffic.
Right. That's true. Why does Japan have a lot of earthquakes?
Oh, that is because there are many active volcanoes, and especially there are 80 active volcanoes, and it is approximately 10% of 800 active volcanoes all over the world. And the Japanese archipelago is located along the four plates, such as Philippine, North American, and Eurasian and Philippine. Oh, excuse me. North American, Eurasian, Philippine,
Pacific.
And Pacific plates.
Okay.
And when they are squeezing each other, and they suddenly break to release the energy, and earthquakes happens. Mm. And that is why there are many earthquakes in Japan. In your question? Excuse me.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, so that's why there are many earthquakes in Japan.
Earthquakes in Japan.
Okay, good. What is a tsunami?
Tsunami is a tidal wave. And two literally means similar to harbor. Mm-hmm. Harbor. And nami means waves. So that is why the term refers to the very high tide that strikes the harbor and ports. And tsunami is relatively and gradually, how can I say, it grows very tall suddenly and causes changes in water level and suddenly damage the harbor and ports. And many casualties are recorded in the past major earthquakes all over world.
Okay, the tsunami. Okay.
Tsunami.
Okay, tsunami is a harbor. It means a wave, but it's in English. The word is tidal wave.
Tidal wave.
And it's a big wave that happens after earthquakes.
Oh, after earthquakes.
Right. Okay. Right. And right, because sometimes an earthquake on the land, but also earthquake in the sea, it makes the sea change and it the water level. Okay, right. So that's why there are many earthquakes or many tidal waves after earthquakes. Okay. All right, good. Thank you. I guess we're out of time. We've finished everything. I've asked a lot of other repeat questions. I think you did really well. I hope this was helpful for you and, of course, everybody listening. But, you know, to refine your answers and to practice. And, again, because it takes a lot of practice, it really does require time. Okay, and for difficult questions, you know, like why is it dry in Tokyo in winter? Again, don't mix the grammar up. Like it, you know, the winds blow and then the next, it picks up moisture and, you know, kind of make sure your grammar is good. So also look with your eyes and check your grammar if you can do that. Okay? All right, good. It's good to see you. Next week we're going to do history. And I like Japanese history, so I think it's kind of a fun lesson. Okay? All right, and thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.